May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. The Gospel reading is set in the town of Capernaum, and it is the Sabbath day. Jesus attends the Sabbath worship at the synagogue along with his new friends, friends that he has just become acquainted with on the seashore of the day or so before. Their names are Simon and Andrew, James and John. And they all go to the synagogue to hear what's going to be shared regarding the scriptures. And lo and behold, the president of the synagogue sees Jesus and says, looks like an intelligent young man. Come up here. You speak to us today. You share. What have you to say about the scripture readings for today? And Jesus does. And everyone is amazed at what Jesus says and the way he says it, because he wasn't like the usual preachers who would speak to them. He spoke with a sense of authority, and they could feel something, but they weren't quite sure what it was. And then, lo and behold, a man who had an unclean spirit began to shout and jump and disrupt everything that was going on and accused Jesus of being the Son of God. And Jesus spoke with authority to him, and the evil spirit came out of him, and the man was made whole. He was healed, and the people in the synagogue were amazed again. Not only did he teach differently, but he could take the words he had said and put them into action. He had healed the man who was sick. Well, when the synagogue service ended around noon hour, Simon said to Jesus, "Well, come on back to the house for something to eat, eh? Yeah, it's Sabbath. You need to have something to eat, but you can't really make it yourself. So come on back to the house. And, oh, yeah, James and John, you come along too. Yeah, sure. We'll all go back home, and we'll surprise the wife, right? good. Yes, well, no, so they'd been making the food the day before, so they're likely not. Yeah, no, come along. Now, when I was in Capernaum and went to visit the sites of what we're speaking of, the synagogue, which was an excavated site and had a great deal to show about what things were like when Jesus and his friends were there. The guide then said, "Well, now come on, we'll walk down the street here just a little bit, and here is the house of Simon." Well, that was quite an interesting discovery, that it was a house not very far from the synagogue. And so on that particular Sabbath day, Simon brought home this new visitor, Jesus. And as they just entered into the house, he said, "Oh, now I need to share something with you." And you sort of wonder, what's he going to tell him? We don't have enough food? No. He's going to tell him that his mother-in-law is not well. She has that fever that seemed to be going around, and she was in bed, and they weren't sure how well she was doing. And immediately, Jesus says, well, let's go and see how she is. And they go into the room. And Jesus walks over to the bed, reaches out, takes the mother-in-law's hand to help her sit up. And suddenly, her strength returns. And she not only sits up, but she gets out of bed. And she said, oh my goodness. Well, excuse me, I need to go and start getting stuff ready for lunch. Yes. You boys go on down and find a place to sit and talk. Yeah. And she and her daughter went off and got the meal ready for Jesus and Simon and Andrew and James and John, all these hungry young men. So you sort of wonder, I wonder if in the synagogue, Simon, who was likely still thinking about coming to synagogue and knowing that his mother-in-law was not well and seeing what Jesus did, was sort of thinking, if I bring Jesus home, maybe he can heal my mother-in-law. Maybe. Well, the afternoon passed so quickly that before they knew it, the sun was setting and three stars appeared, announcing that the Sabbath was over. And then the commotion began. People from across the town of Capernaum began crawling, stumbling, being led all towards the door of the house where the new healer was staying. And they crowded around the door, hoping and calling out for help. Jesus, help me. And Jesus and his new friends go out, and Jesus begins moving around the throng. And as he does, people are healed. They are restored in body, mind, and spirit. And they rejoice and wonder, what is happening? Who is this? How come I am well? And Jesus then, with his friends, goes back into the house. It's night, it's time to rest. And Jesus has had a very full day. And they show him where to lie down, and he goes to sleep. And everyone else goes to sleep. Later in the night, Jesus wakes up. It's quiet in the house. Not a sound to be, except for those snores and and sort of night sound. And Jesus silently gets up and walks out to the door and out into the street. It's deserted. Everything is quiet. The stars are brightly shining. And Jesus walks out of the town and leaves Capernaum. And he goes into a more wilderness, desolate place where he will be alone, all by himself. And there he prays to his Father, our Father in heaven. Jesus knew that to be the effective person that God was calling him and sent him to be, he needed to be constantly walking with the Father so that his strength would be replenished. And now, here in this solitary place, he finds that replenishment that only God can provide. He finds this physical, mental, and spiritual strength for what is ahead. And he rejoices in his prayers and in his conversation with his Father. It's a wonderful time, a time when total relaxation, no pressure, just being in the presence of the one who loves you dearly. And Jesus experiences that replenishment that he was seeking. And then he hears the murmur of voices. And sure enough, as the dawn begins to break, here come Simon and Andrew, and James, and John. They're looking for Jesus. They've been out hunting for an hour, and they haven't found, and now they finally catch up with him. And they say to him, "Look, you need to be back in Capernaum because everybody knows that you're the healer, and they want to be healed. They want you to do something for them. Come on back, come on, come on, we got to get going. There's just a huge crowd." And Jesus says to them, well, I'm not too sure about that. You see, those people heard me preach and they saw me heal. And they feel that I am called to be a healer. That's not the whole of my meaning. That's not the whole of my life. I am called to go to everyone to preach the message of God's forgiving love. I am called to experience with people their daily needs and to respond to those needs and to make them whole again. I am called to give my life that they may have eternal life. My task is bigger than just being a healer. I don't want to be in that box. No. So let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I can proclaim the message there. For that is what I came out to do. In that 24 hours or so, Jesus shows us what it means to be a person who walks with God, relies upon God, who seeks to do God's will. A person who seeks to serve others regardless of the expense to oneself. But at the same time, one who seeks to bring to that person not just what they perceive is their immediate need, but to bring to them that wholeness a body, mind, and spirit that only prayerful attention can bring. In that moment, Jesus says to us, "Come with me, and I will help you be a person of prayer so that I am with you everywhere." May God bless us as we do so. Amen.